Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about how to fight for your focus and eliminate distractions. We are going to talk about it today because I think a lot of us are trying to do all of the things, or we may just be going through some stuff, right? Because sometimes when we're going through things, it's hard to focus. And so I'm going to talk about that today. So whether you are driving or, you know, taking care of the kiddos, you know, and you're just trying to just grow in your faith, grow in your walk with the Lord, or even just try to just get some things done, we're going to talk about it today. So you know what I like to do? I always like to break down words. And so according to the Google Dictionary, like as soon as you open it up on Google, it says a distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. So the question that I have for you today right now is, what is that thing that's preventing you from giving your full attention to spending time with God, or getting a task done, or getting maybe your chores done, or something that you know that God is calling you to do right now? What is that thing that is preventing you from getting it done? What is that distraction that is getting in the way that you cannot give full attention to? That is the first thing that I want you to eliminate, okay? To find it and then eliminate it. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Now, another version that I like, it says this: a distraction is extreme agitation of the mind or emotions. For instance, Satan can be an agitation, right? I mean, he's distracting you with all of these thoughts and all of these worries and all of these concerns and all of the stuff that you've got to get done. So those thoughts, the enemy just nagging away at you, can actually be an agitation. And so you have got to fight for your focus. Another thing too is sometimes as ministry leaders or entrepreneurs, or maybe you're an employee, maybe you're a boss, you know, maybe you're a nurse or an attorney or a doctor or, you know, whatever your profession, sometimes it's hard for you to focus on the very task that you need to accomplish for the day. And so that is what I mean by fighting for it. You're going to have to fight for it because everything else is going to try to get in the way of that, all right? Whether that's a person or a thing, you have got to just get it out of the way, eliminate it for the moment, just so that you can focus on the one thing that you need to get done, all right? Now, this is just the starting place, but we're going to go ahead and dive in. So number one, in regards to how to fight for your focus and to eliminate the distractions, is, like I already kind of said, is to acknowledge what is that actual, you know, distraction that's getting in the way, because you're going to have to pinpoint it and get rid of it. It's really just that simple. Honestly, it's really just that simple. But again, then you're going to have to fight against it, right? You're going to have to like push it back, back it up and say, okay, I've got to get this out of the way. So for instance, a lot of us know that the phone can be a distraction. Let me tell you something. Even social media can be a distraction, right? It's a good thing when you use it the right way, but it can be a distraction sometimes because it's vying for your attention. Whether you are, you know, trying to get something done or trying to spend time with God or trying to study on something, you know, the social media just calling for you, like, check your stats. Like, what do you need to see what's going out there? Let me look at a video. or learn how to do something. Those are distractions, especially when you need to get something done, okay? Because before you know it, your day will get away from you by you taking hours or minutes away from the very thing that you know the Lord is calling you to tackle for the moment or even for the day or even in that season that you're in. So the phone can definitely be a distraction. So you want to make sure that you just get it out of the way, that you eliminate it. I'm going to talk about and give a couple ideas on how to do that in just a moment. So hang on to that. But just know that one of those factors, one of those things that can get in the way is your phone, okay? So it's the same thing kind of like when you're texting and driving. Like there's signs out there that said, do not text and drive. Well, in order to text, you have to have your phone. And again, that can be a distraction. A distraction basically is the inability to pay attention, right? I mean, think about it. When you're driving on the road, you can't focus, you get distracted. All of a sudden you're swerving and doing all the things. And sometimes you just might not, some people don't get to that destination and we want to make sure that we reach our destination. Sometimes it's a delay. You may hit somebody, get into an accident or something like that, and it causes a delay. And so that distraction can cause a delay and you've got to put it down. All right. And so that is what I want to tell you, because again, you're fighting for your focus. All right. So number two is when you're spending time with God, you've got to eliminate the distractions. And let me tell you something. One of the ways to eliminate that is to ask him, is literally to just pray and say, Lord, please help me to accomplish what I need to get done today. Please help me to stay focused in this book. If you're reading the book of Jude, I'm just going to give you an example, and you want to focus on reading and finishing the book of Jude, then pray, say, Lord, help me. I really, really want to dive into this book. I really want to study it. I really want to understand it. I want to live it out. This is real. This really, really happens. You're trying to focus, but then all of a sudden you're thinking about what you got to cook, what you got to clean, you know, what you got to do. You know, and you got to say, you know what? Not today. No, not at this moment. This is my time. I'm going to fight. I'm going to focus. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to get what God has for me today. And this is even when you are watching a study video. Maybe you're watching something on Right Now Media, or maybe you're doing a Devo on YouVersion. Maybe you are just studying from, you know, maybe you have Google open and you're studying from an article or a blog post, or maybe you're watching a YouTube video that's going to help you to grow in your walk with the Lord. Maybe you're listening to a podcast and you have all of these distractions around you. You have to shut it down when you're trying to grow in your faith, when you're trying to understand something that God wants to get to you, when you're trying to study for something else. Maybe you have a message that you have to minister on. Maybe you have something that you have to write, an article or a blog post or something, and you've got to study for that. So you've got to fight for that focus when you're spending time with God. Another thing to do when you're spending time with God is to remember his word. His word says to draw close to me and I will draw close to you. And so the enemy does not want you to draw close to God. So he's going to do everything he can to distract you. And you've got to push him back, eliminate it, and say, no, I'm going to focus and kick out those thoughts and draw close to God. Let me tell you something. When you fight for this, you're going to find strength in your prayers. You're going to find answers in your prayers when you're still and you're quiet and the Lord just gives you a word right in your spirit. The Holy Spirit lives within you and he will give you a word that you need at that time. When you're spending time with God, you're going to get knowledge from his word. You're going to get encouragement and transformation and conviction even. If you're doing something wrong, the Holy Spirit will convict you in that time just by reading the word, just by spending time in prayer. You're going to get even a now word, a rhema word that you need, not just for you, but also for others. You'll be able to have a word in due season because you're feasting on it, you're studying it, you're meditating on it. You're taking the time to focus on it, right? Even memorizing it, right? You're taking the time to focus on God in that moment. So fight for it. All right. Do not text. Do not inbox any messages on Instagram or Facebook or anywhere else. Don't try to do that reel or that TikTok or whatever it is. We're living in modern day, you know, time right now, all these things. Don't respond to emails when you're spending time with God. Put your phone away. Put it in another room. Put it in a drawer, okay? Sometimes I have to do that. You know, fight for your focus by putting on focus on your phone. If you have an iPhone, like I have an iPhone, and I will literally, it says focus. That do not disturb. If you have an Android, do not disturb mode is going to be your friend when you are trying to eliminate distractions and when you are fighting for your focus. So it says focus. So there it is. It's plain as day. Okay. The other thing I will tell you in regards to fighting for your focus when spending time with God is watch out from all of these other things that are trying to get you to add this and add that. You know, personally, there's this new social media app. I am very, very big on social media. What I mean by being big on social media is I love being on social media because it's a great way for me to minister the gospel. It's a great way for me to connect with more women because I'm called to help women. And so it's just a great way for me to build relationships and community and to be able to do the things that God has called me to do by putting out the content, helping people, letting you know all the things that I'm doing and all this stuff to be able to help you to grow in your walk and be equipped to do what you're called to do. And so social media is the way that I go about doing that. And I am on a lot of social media platforms. My point in saying this is Threads came out. Okay. Some of you know about Threads. And I was debating on whether or not I was going to do Threads, but I really, really saw it for me personally. I'm not speaking for anyone else, but for me, I saw it as another thing to get in the way from me staying focused on the things that God has called me to do and on spending time with God. Right. And so for me, I had to say, you know what? I'm not going to add that to my life. I'm not going to add that to my plate. That's another thing that I'm going to be, you know, into, and I'm just not going to do it. My main focus is on social media is Facebook and Instagram, probably Instagram number one. So if you haven't followed me there, go ahead and follow me there. That's a great way to be able to just continue to grow. Outside of being on my email list, go ahead and go to the website, CourtneyRichard.com, and get on the email list to get all the goodies and, you know, just continued help. Subscribe to this podcast. That's another way to grow. But my point in saying that is I had to realize, okay, I can't add anything else because it's going to take away from my focus on the things that God's called me to do and my walk with him. So I said, no. I said, no. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to say no to another thing. All right. Or you're going to have to just focus on maybe two or three platforms if you are growing or you want to just like consume content in those areas. So I just have to put that out there right now, because I think that is just one of those things that the enemy just puts in our way. Because that for me, I was like, this is a distraction. Like Satan knows how much I'm on social media. He knows how much I spend time on there. And so he's like, let me give her something else so she can like, you know, want this more, desire this more over spending time with God. And I'm like, no, 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 Satan, you're not getting that. That's a no for me. So whatever that is for you, push it back. Okay. Fight for your focus. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And when I get back, we are going to cover more on this topic. So stay tuned. Welcome back. Let's talk more about how to fight for your focus and eliminate distractions. All right. So number three is trials can be a distraction. Let me tell you something. It can be a distraction from getting things done. When you're going through tests and trials or these pop-up quizzes, what I like to say sometimes that happens in your life, you're going to have to shift your mind. I know sometimes it can be hard when you're going through something hard, and you do have to give attention to that. If there's something really tragic or something that is really difficult in your life that's going on, you're going to need to pause. You're going to need to pray. You're going to need to spend some time with God. You're going to need to spend time with family and friends and be encouraged in the word and be encouraged by others. For sure, take that time. Focus on taking care of you. Focus on being present where you need to be present, but do not allow it to keep you down too long. I want to tell you that. Do not allow it to keep you down too long. You're going to have to get up and you're going to have to continue to do the things that God is calling you to do. You're going to have to get up and continue to grow in your faith. A lot of times tests and trials pushes us further away from God when it's really hard. And a lot of people walk away from the faith because they say, God, how could you allow this to happen to me? How could you allow this to happen to my child or someone in my family or a friend or whatever the circumstance or the situation? It could be financial. It could be through your health. It could be through just tribulation, whatever that is, whatever that hardship is. And sometimes it can cause you to lose focus on God. It can cause you to walk away from God, because you're so bothered by that. And that's exactly what Satan wants to do. And I'm going to tell you today that God is saying, do not do that. Focus on me. Set your eyes. Jesus says, set your eyes upon me. Keep your gaze upon me. I will walk through this with you. I am with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. You're going to get through this. Hang on and know that our trials, the tribulations, the things that we go through are not just for us. They're not just for us. God is going to help us in the midst of it, right? And he's also going to use it for the good. He's going to work it out for our good. because we love him and because we're called according to his purpose. And so there's a purpose behind whatever it is that you're going through. There's a purpose behind the pain. And so endure, press through it, persevere. You're going to get through it. You're going to make it no matter what it is. All right. So sometimes you can lose focus on God and the thing that he's calling you to do. I have been there before. And sometimes I have to say, you know what? I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to, you know, work through this with God. I'm going to, you know, realize that, okay, I need to deal with this right now. But then after that, I realize also that I've got to get back focused and do what God is calling me to do. I am not going to allow Satan to stop me from accomplishing the plan and the will and the purpose that God has for me in this season and in my life. And I want you to do the exact same thing, because Satan wants you to focus only on the problem. And God says, don't worry. Do not worry. I'm with you. Cast your cares upon me, because I care about all that concerns you. That is the word of God. He cares about all that concerns you. Okay. So kick the enemy out. And like I said, do what you got to do, but then get back focused. Okay. All right. Number four, lastly, how to stay focused on the task at hand. You ready? Okay. So for starters, it's plan ahead as best as you possibly can. I want you to plan ahead, and you and God knows what that looks like for you to plan ahead. I know what it looks like for me. The next thing would be to create a detailed schedule and stick to it. Rely on that schedule. I mean, break out a pen and paper, open up a clear doc or whatever it is that you've got to do. Write out your schedule. Sometimes there are planners that you can get that has like a 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. schedule. That is what I mean by locking down and getting a detailed schedule. For me, that is what I use. I'm telling you, when I create my schedule, I get things done. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, get that schedule, break out the paper, open up that doc, type up that schedule, get it done. And I will go from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. This is what I'm doing for this hour block. All right. From 7:30 to 8:30, this is what I'm doing in this block. This at 12 o'clock, this is what I'm doing for lunch, right? So I have an hour lunch or 30-minute lunch, whatever that is, or whatever that looks like for you. You got to go ahead and write it down. And what are you going to do in lunch? Are you just going to sit there and eat lunch, right? Or are you going to think during lunch? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're just like thinking about all the things you got to do, write it out, whatever you got to do. Or maybe you're watching a video during lunch. Maybe you're catching up on something during lunch, whatever that is. You know, just give yourself a break. Give yourself a break and then get back to work. Set another block for, you know, the afternoon. Maybe that's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. That's what I mean by create that detailed schedule and then stay focused and check it off. Check off every task that you are getting done. All right. The next thing is going to be set your high and low priorities for each day. So when you think about your day to day, whether you listen to this in the morning, the afternoon, if you're listening to it at night, write it out if you can. But if not, come back to this episode. Or do it in the morning. But I want you to think about 5 high priorities that you have and maybe 3 low priorities that you have. And once you list them, start knocking them out from highest, you know, like for me, let me tell you what I do. I'm just going to do this real quick. So HP1 is what I like to call them, my high priorities. HP1, HP2, HP3, HP4, HP5. What are my top 5 high priorities? And so I'm going to list them out. And the number one, I've got to get done. I've got to check that off first. The next one, I'm going to check off number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. Sometimes I don't get a chance to check off all 5, and that's okay. I may get 3, but I got them done. And so what I'll do is just add the other 2 to the next day most times. And then for the low priorities, what are some of those low things that, you know, hey, if I get these done, it's okay. It's not, you know, a big, big thing that I got to get done, but I sure would like to get this done. So go ahead and listen. Maybe you can do 3 of those, but you want to try to do these each day, and do not forget that schedule and that block time. Okay. The other thing I would tell you is to close your door to your office. Okay. Or if you're working from home and you're working in your bedroom, or if you're working in the kitchen, at the kitchen table, whatever it is, you want to eliminate the distractions all around you. Again, whether you're at work or whether you are working from home or whether you're a homeschooling mom or whatever it is that you're doing, you want to lock up and make sure that you are focused on the task at hand that you've got to get done. Okay. The other thing I would tell you is to set a timer for each task or assignment or even a deadline. I'll talk about the deadline in a moment, but just for the assignment that you have, like literally for that block time, break out that phone. It's okay to have your phone at that time, or maybe you have like buy a timer or something like that. Or maybe you can, if you're working from home, put it on the stove. Like you can set a timer on your stove or on your microwave. Just set like a 30-minute, 45-minute or an hour time. Okay. And when that goes off, you've got to move to the next assignment. Give yourself a 5 or 10 minute or 15 minute break before you move into that next assignment. Don't forget to include working out if you can, if that's something that you're trying to get done for the season. That can be a non-negotiable where you're like, okay, I'm going to get all of this stuff done, but then I'm going to work out this evening, or I'm going to work out in the morning, whatever that looks like for you. For me personally, I like to get my work done, and then I work out in the evening time. It just works best for me because I got to get stuff done, okay? Because sometimes when I work out, I am exhausted. And I'm like, no, I got stuff to do, but I'm going to put it in my schedule. I'm going to set a timer. I'm going to do like a 20 or 45 minute workout and get it done. But it's the same thing as it relates to a task that you've got to get done. Set the timer. When it goes off, shift and move, okay? So let me talk a little bit about when you have a project and you're setting a timer. That could be, okay, this week I am going to get this done. It's just that simple. Or for this month, I'm going to focus on this. So everything that I'm doing, whether that's creating a content calendar, if you're a content creator, you want to say, okay, I'm going to just knock this out of my block out an hour or 2 hours, and I'm going to create my content calendar. I'm going to get on Canva or whatever it is that you're going to use, and I'm going to put some music on, and I'm going to go to work. That's what I do. Just give you an idea. And I stay focused on that task. And before you know it, I have got 30 days or a week of content that I'm going to go ahead and schedule. I'm actually getting ready to do this right now. And I'm going to go ahead and schedule, and then I just set it and forget it. But I have to fight for that focus, right? Block that time out so that I can get this done and be effective. And then I'm going to give you one more idea in regards to setting a timer in regards to a task. You can do like a 90-day sprint. Me and my husband at this time are doing a 90-day sprint to get things done. And what that means is for the next 90 days, we're going to be focused on getting things done in our ministry and in our businesses, okay? So you can do that, whatever that task looks like for you. Okay. Think about that. What is 90 days? If you can knock out something really good in 3 months, that's 3 months of focus, 90 days of focus. It could be 60 days, all right, a month, like I talked about. So fight for your focus. I've given you a lot of ideas today, and this is what I want you to do. This is what the assignment is for this moment right now. You're listening to this episode because you need it, all right? So God is telling you to fight for your focus. I believe this is a prophetic word. God is saying, I need you to get focused right now. All right. All right. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. And before I get out of here today, I do want to ask you, if there are any topics that you want me to cover, go ahead and email me and let me know as it relates to any biblical topics, any books of the Bible that you want me to kind of talk about, or some practical tips and things like that as it relates to helping us as Christian women to grow in our walk with the Lord, grow in our faith, and do the things that we're called to do, being equipped. So just go ahead, email me, let me know, because I want to make sure that I'm covering topics that are going to really help you for where you are right now. Okay. I don't know everything, but I can. And, you know, seek the Lord and give you something that's going to help you in your walk and equip you. All right. So go ahead, do that. Reach out to me. And that is it for now. Don't forget to share it with your friends and family and your community. All right. Until next time, have a blessed week. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.